In the beginning of the parak, it said we had 13 shayfris, that means 13 chests where you counted the money, collected the money, 13 shulchanos, and 13 shtachavos. The Mishnah first will explain the shtachavos. Where were these 13 shtachavos around the Beis HaMikdash? Heichen hoyu ha-shtachavos ha-elu. So the Mishnah says, above it's often four on the north side of the Beis HaMikdash. Babadarim, four on the south side, Shosh of Mizrach, three on the Mizrach, Beis Ma'ariv. Keneged Shloshash Sharim, keneged the 13 doorways of the Beis HaMikdash. And now the Mishnah explains each one. The Ramiim will start on the south side. Just if you picture the picture of the Beis HaMikdash, the south side is where the Mizbeach Achitzim was. That was on the left side. If you're facing the Kodesh Rosh, this is to the left side. That's the south side. We'll start from Smuch Lamar. We'll start from the back of the Beis HaMikdash towards the Kodesh Gedoshim. The door is on the left side towards the back. When you're facing the Kodesh Gedoshim. Smuch Lamar. Shara Elyon. The first one's called Shara Elyon because that was the upper door. Since the Harabai is on a hill, so that door was like the higher door. It's called the upper Shara Elyon. The next one was Shara Delek. That's where they brought in the firewood through that door. Shara Bechairos. The third door was the Shara where they brought the firstborn animals in for a carbon. And Shahar HaMayim, and the fourth door on the left side was called the Shahar HaMayim. And connected all these doors, you did Hashtachavos. V'lomenikr Shmoy Shahar HaMayim. Why is it called Shahar HaMayim? Two pshatim in the Mishnah. One pshat is Shavoyim Achrisim Sluchiyos Shal Nisach HaMayim Echag. He used to bring the water in for the Nisach HaMayim on Sukkot, besides for Nisach HaYayim, which means you pour wine for the libations, on the Chag, on Sukkot, you pour water. And they brought the water in through this doorway. That's one pshat why it's called Shahar Mayim. There the Mayim trickles under this door. There's a little bit of a stream there. Which the Gemara is in the Darash and Barichos, there's going to be a very big river going under that door towards Eretz Yisrael. So that's the Dharam side. Lumasam, on the opposite side, but Safa, in the north side of the Beis HaMikdash. Again, you're facing the Kodesh Kedoshim, you're facing the Heichal, this is on the right side now. Smuch HaMayim, starting from the corner, the back corner. The first one is Shahar Yechanya. We'll see why it's called Shahar Yechanya. The next one was Shahar Karban. That's where the Kabbanis, the Kodesh Kedoshim Kabbanis, which is Oyla, Chatas, Asham, they all came through that door. Why? Because the halacha is, you make a Shechita B'Tzafayin. Kodesh need a shechita b'tzafayin, therefore that's the tzafayin side. So they brought the kabbanis in through that door. Shahar HaNashim, the next shahar is called, which is the third shahar on this side, it's called Shahar HaNashim, which is the lady's shahar. That means if a lady wants to do smicha, even though she's not mechuyiv, but if she wants to do smicha, she'll come in through that door. And Shahar HaShir, that's the door they brought in the musical instruments through. Because that was near the where the Levim stood, in the back of the Azara. Why is it called Shahar Yechanya? Because Yechanya was the second to last king of Klal Yisrael, and when he went to Galus, he went into Beis Mikdash and took leave from the Beis Mikdash, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and left that door. So we already have eight doors. Four on the left side, which was the Darim, and four on the right side, which was the Tzafin. Shiva Mizrach. On the Mizrach side, we had Shahar Nikanar. That's the main door going into the Azara from the front. And that was called Shahar Nikna because Nikna brought these doors and he had an ace with the doors, even though one of the doors had been thrown off the boat. And they were going to throw the second door off and jumped onto the door. It's all nice. And meant that both doors made it to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim. And those doors stayed. It was called Shahar Nikna. They had two smaller doors on each side of it. So they have three doors. So now you have altogether already 11. And Mishnayim and Ma'ariv, there were two doors behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim. There were two doors. They didn't have a name. They didn't really use those doors. Akapanim, there were 13 doors around the Beis HaMikdash. And connected those 13, they did a shtachavoyis. It seems like when they walked in or out of the Beis Mikdash, they walked around to go the long way, and when they left, they went the long way, and they bowed down, connected each doorway. Connected each doorway, they bowed down.
Regular Yisrael is allowed to get there?
What?
Regular Yisrael is allowed to get to some of these doors?
Yeah. First of all, it could be from the outside. It could be they walked around the outside, the perimeter of the Beis Mikdash. They came in to Harbayis, They didn't go straight like towards Shaar Nekuda. They walked around the long way, connected all the doors on the outside. They did a Shtach Avayis. I don't think they walked in the Azara and just walked around there for no reason. I don't think they did that. It means from the outside, I think. I have no one really spoke anything out, but that's my understanding. Akaparam, that's our Mishnah, which tells you the 13 different doors. Now let's look at tomorrow. Masnisim, our Mishnah is the Tana Abi Yosi ben Yochanan. Who? The Amar connected Yugim L'Sharim. He says that the Shtach Avayis who connected the 13 Sharim. Baram, the Rabbanon, Rabbanon Shiva Sharim Ayyub Azar. Rabbanon hold only 7 Sharim. There weren't 13, only 7 altogether. So if you're Rabbanon, you can't say there were 13 Shtach Avayis connected the doors. There were only 7 doors. Al Das, the Rabbanon, Heichen Hayyub Shtach Avayis. Where are the Shtach Avayis? If it's only 7 doors, where are the Shtach Avayis? Like we learned in this Mishnah, Taman, or Braisa, Yud Gimel Protzos Hayibai, there were 13 Protzos, 13 Pirtzos, which are 13 breaches in the wall around the Beis HaMikdash. Around the Beis HaMikdash was another wall called a Sayreg. It was like a fence. And in that fence, the Yavana made 13 breaches. Yud Gimel Pirtzos Hayibai, Shaparz Mach Yavan. Why did the Malchi Yavam make these pirtzes? Because the Mishnah in Kalim says that different kedushas, like Yerushalayim has more kedushas than Harabayis, Harabayis more than Yerushalayim. Then it says the Chel, which is the Sayrig, has more kedusha than the Harabayis. What is that? A Goy can't go further than that. So the Yavadim wanted to show, they didn't want to destroy the Beis Mikdash. All they did made a Talmud. They want to show, we want to go in. So they made breaches in this Sayrig. V'chazru v'gadru m'rech ha'shmanayim. And the m'rech ha'shmanayim fixed it up. The Gazru and they were sacking as Haida connected on Yugim Shtach Avayis. 13 Shtach Avayis connected these breaches. Now the Gemara is going to go into the discussion, like we mentioned, about the water that went under the Shaar HaMayim. We said that La'asa Lavai, this water will be a big river more than a stream. It says in the Pasuk, V'hoya b'yayimahu yeitzu mayim chayim Yerushalayim. It will be in that day that there will be mayim chayim coming out of Yerushalayim. And back to look at the pasuk, and the Gemara explains. Tony looked at the Braisim. The base kodesh kadoshim. This will be lost love. The base kodesh hakadoshim ad haparoches from the place where the Aron is until the parochas will be a little stream kekarni sila v'chayli, like the horns of snails. Very very thin, very tiny stream. From the parochas till the gold base mizbeach, which is in the heichal, kekarni chagavim will be like the antennas of a grasshopper. Mizbeach azav al azaros. From the Mizbeach Azara told the Azara, Kichut Shal Shasi, it would be like the thread of a Shasi, which is the warp in English, but it means the Shasi, which means the one that goes straight on the loom. When Azara is a Miftan Abayis, from the Azara until the doors of the Bayis, to the doorstep, Kichut Shal Erev, that would be like the Chut of the Erev that goes across, that's a thread that goes across, a little bit thicker. After that, it turns into the size of the mouth of a jug. And then it says Vaitek Siv, Ine Mayim Efachim and Akasiv Eimonis, Betseisa Ish Kadim. The water was coming out of the door. But Kaviyah, then this is his Nevuah. He's seeing this Nevuah, and Tzicheskel's Nevuah about Asul Lavi, and he sees a person with a measuring stick in his hand. Vayimed Elef Bama. He measures 1,000 Amma. Vayavirenim Emayim Efesaim, and he has now water. That's May Avsayim. Avsayim means, what does that mean? It went up to his ankles. Ad Karsula, to his ankles. That's how much the water was. He measured another 1,000 Amas. V'yimid Elef, another 1,000 Amas. V'avirim Mayim Erekayim. Now the water was to my knees. Ad Berchayim, to the knees. V'yimid Elef, now he measured another 1,000 Amas. V'avirim Mayim Erekayim. Now it's to his waist, to his loins. Ad Masnayim. Mekam V'elech. After that, V'yimid Elef, not another 1,000. Nachash le'ucha lavar. He couldn't go past it. Afilu liberonim. Even a ship would not gedayla. Eyachal lavar boy. Even a huge ship cannot pass. That's how big and choppy the water was. My time, like, what do you see? That says in the pasuk, but see adi le'avrenu. A big ship won't be able to pass by. But pay ma. What's the reason? Ki goa mayim, because the mayim was very strong. Meisachu. Mao Meisachu. Meloshu. You couldn't even swim in the water. It was so choppy and such a strong current. It was a huge. Turned this little stream that started in the Kodesh HaKadoshim turned this huge, raging water. Omrav Chuna, Ba'asram Karu L'Shaita Shchuna. In our city, we call swimming Shchuna. That's Meisachu, means I can't swim. another pasuk gets a rai that means swimming. So you see also the same idea that he says he spread out his hands like someone who wants to swim spreads his hands out. So you see that lashon sachu is lashon of swimming. Now, Mara says another pshat, mahu lishchos. One is tied to the pasuk lishchos. I want to see another pshat, mayin the mismalim ba'amam. Water they talk about in the world. They talk about this water. Wow, such an unbelievable water. They talk about it. It's one of the pshat. There's another pshat also that maybe it heals people who can't talk. But we'll see about that later on in a little bit. Hakaponim, that's what it says about this water. Then it says back about the water. Ksiv, v'yemuhu yiyem ekar niftach lebeis David. That in Asalave, this water will be opened up for based on Yishlaim. Chatas vanida. Chatas means for paraduma and vanida to be tayvelin. And the question is, like, everyone can be tayvelin it. If now you have a beautiful ma'ayin, everyone can be tayvelin it. Why dafka based David Yishlaim? Yishlaim? So Rasul Varanach, when Meshem Rav Yonason explains, may based David Yishlaim kshayim vanida chatas. Only from Beis David, that's from where the kings lived, that's right near the Beis Mikdash, until the area called Yesh Yishlayim, the water was still kosher and either lechatas. Mekam ve'elech, after that, the water mixes with other water. Meitaru ve'seh, mixes with other water. And k'shem l'nida, it's kosher for nida, because nida, all it needs is either rainwater that's stationary, or spring water that moves. But mechatas, which is paradum, and he's dafka mayim chayim. And by that time, it's not only spring water. Upsul mechatos, because it's mixed up with other water, is not completely mayim chayim. It's one shot in what's the difference between Beis Dov and Yesh Yerushalayim, the areas, the difference of the water. Another pshat, Amrav Elazar, Amrav Elazar, and Beis Dov and Yesh Yerushalayim, k'sheim lida lechatos. From Beis Dov to the area of Yesh Yerushalayim, it's kosher lida and lechatos. Mekam ve'elech, after that, make a tifrei sein. It's on a hill already, and it's moving, so even a nida can't be tayvel in it. The halach is, even if you have 100% rainwater, if it's moving, it's zoichalim, you can't be tayvel in it. The only time you can be tayvel in zoichalim is if it's mei ma'ayin. So make a tifrei sein, psulim nida lechatas. And the Gemara goes further dashing about the water. Ksiv, Hashem told me that this water will go out, spread around there to Israel to sweeten all the waters. It says, that's the river of Samchu, which is near Tveria. The Yardul Arava is the Yam Shel Tveria, that's the Kinneret. To go to the Yam HaMelech, Zeh Yam HaMelech. El HaYam HaMoitzim, until the Yam that spreads out, that's what? Zeh Yam HaGadol. That's the Yam HaGadol, which means either the Atlantic or the Mediterranean. V'lo Menikar Shema Moitzim, why is the Yam HaGadol called Moitzim? Keneged Shtei Pa'amim, connected two times that the water overflowed. Shiyotza, Echav Dar Enosh. We know Rashi brings down twice the Chumash that in Dar Enosh, the kindness came up and swamped a third of the world, destroyed a third of the flooded a third of the world. That was Dar Enosh. The next one was a Chiddush. The next time it happened, Echav Dar HaFlaga. In Dar HaFlaga also, according to this Gemara, there was a major flood and a third of the world got destroyed. So it's called Moitzim because it went past its boundaries twice. That's what Yom HaGadol is called, Moitzim. Rabbi Lotov Hashem Rachnina, Rishayna, Yotza, the first time by Dar Enosh, it went out at Calabria, which is near Italy. That's how far it went, the Atlantic. That's how far it flooded. Uvishnia, Yotza at Kipi Barbaria. The second time, I guess by Dar Flog, it went till the Barbaria, which is near North Africa somewhere. Ravach of Hashem Rachnina, Rishayna, different shot, Rishayna Yotza at Kipi Barbaria. The first time went to Barbaria, which is in North Africa. Shnia, the second time, Yotzad Akko, Vad Yafo. Went to Akko and Yafo, which is in Eretz Yisrael. How do we see that? Because the pasuk says, Ad Poi Savoy, Veloy Soysif. And we can make a drasha, Ad Poi means Ad Koi. Ad Koi means Ad Akko. Ad Akko Tavoy, Veloy Soysif. That's the drasha. And the pasuk says further, Upe Yoshis. It says further, Poi Yoshis begoing galacha, here will reach within the power of its waves. Oshadarshan, Poi means Ad Yafo, Yoshis going galacha. Akaponim, so it says now back that it says to the water of that's leaving the Kayesh HaKadoshim, lands up going all over to Galilee, to Yam HaMelech, to Knaret, and to the Yam HaGadol. So Gemara says, Nicha, we understand the purpose of that water going to the Yama of Yam HaMelech and to the Yam HaGadol. Because those both are very salty. Nicha Yama Rabba of Yama the Milcha of Shul Miskan to sweeten it out. But Yama Tvar Yama Samchu, that's very sweet in the first place. What do you need extra water there? My answer is Larabas Dagasam, to add fish to those waters. Tichsivbe shtetim pasuk lamina tihay dagasam. That will be marba fish. Lamina minim, talada minim, tia dagasam. That'll be the fish. Tani, Omashagamil, a mice slack on the side. I want to enter a city called Sidon. We will find a yoysim shalosh meish minim dagam. There are only 300 different types of fish. So you see, there's the idea that certain places have a lot of fish. But Tam Kayachan, on one plate, they had 300 different fish. And it says further, the pasuk, but in the pasuk, that this water is v'nirpo amayim, it'll heal the water, b'tzeisaisav v'gabav, and the swamps and the mud, everything will be sweetened, v'lo yirpo, and it won't sweeten it, l'melach l'nit will be l'melach. Pray to Gemara, k'siv v'nirpo amayim, says first, that'll sweeten the water, it'll heal the water. Then it says, v'at amas, lo yirpo amayim, it's not going to heal the water, make up, you know, what's going on, the pasuk is stira. And the Gemara, a makom who shmoy v'lo yirpo, is a place called v'lo yirpo. So the pasuk says the nirpo amayim b'tzayisav v'gavav means it will get sweetened. But the place lo yirpo, that would be for melech. Leave that for salt. You need some place to get salt from. That place will be for salt. Ksiv says vayter in the pasuk about the osud lavay, about the unbelievable things about osud lavay. V'al nachal yala al svasim mizeh umizeh kol eitz meichel lo yibol aleu. None of the eitz meichel will ever dry up. Leitem period of the chadashav yivaker. It'll give every chadashav will get ripened in the chadashav. What does that mean? Tani, I'm Rav Yehuda. In our oilam that we live in right now, before the osud lavay, it takes 6 months for the grains to ripen. Ve'ilan oisah shteim vasa chodesh, and it takes 12 months for a tree. Avol osud lavay atvua oisah lechodesh echa, tvua will be 1 month. Ve'ilan oisah shtei chadashim. And we do see that my time lechadashav yivaker loshen rabim two chadashim already yivaker. It will ripen. The fruit will ripen in 2 months. Am Rav Yosi, the fish of oil mazeh atvua oisah lechishah chadashim. Ve'ilan oisah. He's an answer. He's an argue. He's going to say it's even less time. Oil mazeh atvua oisah lechishah chadashim ve'ilan oisah lechadash. The tua does 6 months and hour days and 12 months for the trees. Avol asa lava be much less. Hatua oisah tesh vavyayim for 15 days. Ve'ilan oisah lechadash echad, and the ilan will be for 1 month. Well, how does he know that? Because we found a precedent in this world one time that this happened. Shekem Etzinu, this is by Yoyel, there was a big hunger, a big drought, and there was no water, no tua, no nothing. And it was ready, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and they're not going to have anything for the Omer, for the carbon Omer. And all of a sudden, Hashem made a major rain, and in 15 days, they had already grains for the Omer. Shekem Etzinu, Sh'asa, tua, me Yoyel, l'chamish, it took 15 days. But carbon ha'omer, my time, where do you see that? In Shkolim, by the way, so my time always means like, what's the makar, not what the reason is. My time, the pasuk says, when Tzion gilu v'simcha v'ashav l'keichem, they were excited and thanking Hashem. Ki nos l'chem esam moira l'tzedaka. Moira means yoira malkush, we say every day in Shema. Moira means a certain type of rain. Moira l'tzedaka. V'yoira l'chem geshem moira malkush v'rishoin. So you see that on the first day of Nisan v'rishoin, all that rain fell down and they had oimer. And they had the oimer ready. So you see that if in this world already has such a thing that in 15 days it was ripened, so in Lashon Lavay it also be 15 days. So what's Lashon Chadash Yivaker then? So Lashon Rabim. Ma'am, the Kaibe is Chadash Yivaker. V'chol Chodesh V'chodesh Yelav Mevaker. Every single Chodesh will be Mevaker. It says further in the Psukim, V'alehu Letrufa, that the leaves will be for healing. It's in that pasuk that we just read, L'chadash Yivaker, the end of the pasuk says, V'alehu Letrufa. Rabbi Yechon Amar, what does that mean? Tarpe meitzes alev atarv mezayin. Be able to suck a leaf and get sustenance from it. That's what it means. This is lashon of trufa. It's not lashon of medicine here. It's a lashon of sucking it, and you'll get mezaynus because the lashon teref with a test means mezayin. Darshing trufa with a tuft also means mezaynus. That's one shot. Rav Shmuel say it's lashon refua. Chad Amar lahatir peh. Shalomalon, trufa is lashon hater peh, which means to mat the peh lamailo, which means to give you appetite. You'll eat these leaves and get a good appetite. V'chad amal hater peh shalomatom, that it will help for the peh on the bottom, which means it'll help for constipation. Rav Chanina, Rav Yeshua Levi, chad amal hater peh akaros. One says the mat the peh of akara of a woman who can't give birth. V'chad amal hater peh umim, a person who can't talk, which also the peh lamailo and peh lamat, the same type of machlekes, just saying different causes. That's what will be with these leaves, la'asa lava.